Good day, good people. I am Brother Robert Farrell, and welcome to Contemplative Interbeing's Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is recorded live on Crowdcast, and we invite all of our podcast and YouTube listeners to join us any Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central for the live session, and then you too can become part of the conversation and sharing that happens afterwards. Whether you are here for the live session or you are enjoying the recording, thank you for being part of Contemplative Inner Being's Wisdom Wednesday. We created Wisdom Wednesday as an invitation to open to the depths of yourself, the depths of your intellect, your will, your soul, your emotions, to the depths of your wholeness, to open really to the ground of wisdom, which is the transformation of the human heart and human consciousness. Tonight, a little different format. Typically, what we do in Wisdom Wednesday is we put together six brief wisdom reflections, usually a couple of minutes each. I share two of those, and then we go into a sacred pause. And then move into the next two. Tonight's format is going to be a more poetic version of those six, so they'll be a little bit shorter. And we're going to pause after each one. And I thought that tonight was really a good opportunity to do it since we're talking about compassion, which is really a deepening of a felt sense. And poetry of all kinds, rhyming or free verse, can really help us move into a felt sense. During these periods of silence, you're invited to the spiritual practice of resonate, reflect, respond, rest. You can enter into one or all or none of those steps. Resonate, does something connect with you? It might be symbolized by a single word or a phrase that you hear. Take the time to reflect, just to meditate with images and thoughts, to really ponder deeply. Or you may want to respond in your own way by journaling or writing a short poem of your own or prayer or body movement. It could really be anything. Or rest. Simply to be silent and open to the presence and action of divine love in your life. So with that, let us begin together. Take a gentle breath, and with an open heart and a calm, centered presence, we reflect on compassion. In the gospel story, a multitude amassed, and Jesus, gazing upon them, felt a profound compassion. He, the healer of the afflicted, the mender of broken souls. This moment, an unveiling of his essence, a glimpse into the divine nature of a caring God, a God who sees, a God who heals, and a God who loves. No mention of distant heavens, no ethereal pursuits, but a focus on the here and now, the immediate needs, a compassionate response, a respite from earthly suffering. The disciples at first missed the mark, suggesting self-sufficiency to hungry masses. But Yeshua, in his boundless grace, did not forsake them. Consider the context. Weariness draped his shoulders. A seeker of solitude, yet the relentless crowds persisted, and he, unfazed by their persistence, responded with empathy. His heart moved with pity, a divine connection to human plight, a recognition of their suffering, their needs, and their hunger, healing, healthcare, solace, and His outstretched hand. Miracles are not the essence, but a means to an end. Immediate needs met, a balm for earthly wounds. No spiritual discourse, no sermon, no lofty doctrines, just healing and feeding. Heaven and religion, not His foremost message, but a call to compassion, a call to care, a blueprint for creating communities of love. To follow Jesus is to follow in His footsteps, to tend to the hunger of body and soul, for in compassion we find the essence of divinity. In the silence of suffering, sitting, we sit with our own suffering, a quiet communion with the depths of our souls, and in this stillness, we find the seed of compassion. Sitting, we sit with our own suffering, a quiet communion with the depths of our souls, and in this stillness, we find the seed of compassion. The world outside, a tapestry of poverty and injustice, a reflection, stark and unyielding, of our inner struggles, an eternal dance with light and shadow. Those who suffer, their voices echoing in the distance, echoing in the distance, beckon us to explore the labyrinth of our own brokenness. Broken, 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 broken. To walk the path of empathy, hand in hand with despair. As we tend to the wounds of the world, balancing our steps between action and reflection and contemplation, we discover the art of embracing our own pain and darkness. The suffering we witness, a vivid tabla before our eyes. Yet our own suffering, shrouded in the secrecy of our heart, so secret, so secret. An equal reality, hidden but no less profound, no less. These two forms of compassion, intertwined like vines, weaving a tapestry of interconnected existence, interbeing, for in recognizing the divine in the marginalized, we find our own liberation. As Yeshua once taught, to touch the wounds of the marginalized is to touch the pulse of our own healing and freedom. Not merely self-serving acts, but a profound transformation. Compassion and sympathy, like gentle rain upon arid earth, nourish both the wounded souls of others and our own, a sacred reciprocity, a shared journey of mending. We can't mend every wound, nor bear every burden, but we must draw close, approach the raw edges of suffering, for it is in this closeness that we find our common humanity. And in the tale of Thomas, the doubting apostle, we see the need for logic, for tangible proof. Yet Yeshua beckons us, invites us to touch the wounds, to feel the pain. You can be both wounded and resurrected. Now, faith, not an abstract concept, but a tangible connection, a bridge between doubt and understanding, a reminder that to be human is to embrace suffering with open arms. Open your arms. Sympathy, a key to unlock the gates of our hearts, to bridge the chasm between self and other, a calling to embody the divine in due time in full measure. And in the quiet depths of contemplation, we sit with our own suffering, our own brokenness, and from that sacred space, we extend our hands in empathy. For in the silence of suffering, we find the whispers of the divine. And in the depths of compassion, we discover our truest selves. Take a breath, friends. Feel into your body the incarnation of the Spirit in each breath. Feel your lungs raise up and lower around your heart like a gentle hug of compassion as we continue. God, the weaver of existence, unfolds before our seeking eyes, revealing attributes deserving contemplation. Compassionate, gracious, a river of patience, overflowing with steadfast love. In God's self-revelation, these are His essence. Compassionate, gracious, a river of patience, overflowing with steadfast love. In God's self-revelation, these are His essence. In the whispers of ancient Hebrew, these qualities find refuge in the concept of a womb, a cradle of life. The womb, sacred and secure, where life takes root and flourishes. In your heart, let it be this divine provision. Just as a child nestled within her mother's embrace, as a mother sacrifices for her flesh and blood, so God, the essence of compassion, breathes life into our world. The prophets of old, with voices like thunder, emphasize God's boundless compassion. Hosea's tale of reluctance, a love that overcomes anger. Mercy, not a replacement, but an embrace of justice. It defines the very core of God's nature, a symphony of goodness, forgiveness, and merciful love for our ears. The psalmist verses sing of grace, woven with threads of compassion. Yahweh, the compassionate Father, cradling His children, cradling you, for you are His children. In His care for the weary and the downtrodden, God's compassion shines like a beacon, mirroring His unwavering love for the poor and suffering. The prophets, those voices of thunder inflamed, moved from prayer to action on behalf of God's beloved, His needy children. And this divine rhythm, a dance from contemplation to compassion, a dance from contemplation to compassion, a self-reflection, a reflection of the image of God within us, God within us, a reminder that we are called to be vessels of love. In the quiet moments of reflection, in the depths of our contemplative hearts, we find the divine tapestry woven with the threads of compassion. The soul's tender embrace. In the stillness of self-reflection, we uncover the truth that lies within. for self-care begins with self-compassion, a journey within. Compassion, a river turned inward, a gentle flow, a soothing balm to cradle our feelings, to mend our inner wounds, to connect with our suffering, a sacred act to hold our pain with tender hands and yearn for its alleviation, a prayer is whispered in solitude. In the echo of Yeshua's words, a divine commandment to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. In that lies the unspoken truth. We must love ourselves too. To be kind and gentle, caring and nurturing, to empower and forgive our own imperfections. Forgive our own imperfection. That is to lay the foundation for love beyond ourselves. For if we cannot love the reflection in the mirror, how can we extend love to those we encounter, those tangible souls, our neighbors, our kin? And if we stumble on the path of self-love, stumble we do, the love of the divine, unseen but ever-present, may remain an elusive dream, just beyond our grasp. Self-love, a radiant celebration, an embrace of the unique tapestry we are from head to toe, within and without every thread. Within and without, head to toe, every thread. It is a mirroring, reflecting truth, both beauty and blemishes. A fearless gaze upon our quirks and foibles, and a heart that whispers, I love what I see. But this journey is not solitary, not a lonely road, for within our communities, our posse of hearts, we find the mirror multiplied, the love magnified. To be seen, accepted, and loved for all that we are, to find strength and unity, courage and connection, to cherish each piece fiercely and together rise. In this slow, deliberate rhythm of self-compassion, we uncover the soul's tender embrace, a love that encompasses all within and without. In the embrace of compassion. Compassion, the river that flows from knowing that we are woven into the fabric of existence. In every heart's whisper, we hear the call of unity. And deep within, our spirits yearn for love's wholeness to become whole, when we must first embrace our frailties, transcend the illusion of separation, and unite in love and embrace. The compassionate soul, a mystic in the realm of the heart, sees the other as a reflection of themselves, a brother, a sister, a mirror of shared humanity. Compassion, the sacred thread that weaves, binding us not only to each other, but to the earth itself. For we are but threads in the tapestry of existence. To unite in every facet of our lives, with one another and with the creatures of this earth, is to heed the call to community, a chorus of shared existence. And we are summoned to see, to love, in solidarity with all of creation, from the tiniest sparrow to the mightiest oak. In this communion, we find the essence of our humanity. Compassion, the gravity that pulls us close, a force that binds all living beings in an ocean of love, a current that carries us toward the shores of understanding. Within us resides the power to heal, to mend the divisions, to quell the wars, to silence the violence, and erase the scars of hatred that mar our world. This power is love. A love that knows no bounds, a love that stands unwavering, without expectation of reward, a love that transcends the ego's fragile grasp. In the surrender to love's vast embrace, we discover the truest form of ourselves, a vessel capable of love's purest essence. Yes, you, yes, me. And in the depths of our compassion, we find unity. In the surrender of self, we unearth the capacity for love. And in the embrace of love, we become whole. Continuing in our contemplative hearts, take another gentle breath. Here in the gentle embrace of compassion. Compassion born in the quiet of contemplation, a fruit of the soul's patient nurturing. In its presence, transformation unfurls like a sacred bloom. And with each breath, we hold and allow. learning the art of surrender, the wisdom of patience. And in this patience, compassion awakens a luminous ember. Compassion and patience, twin flames of true authority. Spiritual leaders, their hearts aglow with these gifts, illuminate the path for others, guiding them towards the light. In their presence, no need for rules or rigid roles, for authenticity speaks louder than laws, empathy and understanding, the currency of change. In the realm of the divine, kindness reigns supreme, a generosity that knows no bounds. Compassion flows like a river, healing and restoring. And in the embrace of the Holy One, there is no exclusion. No one deemed unworthy, no soul left out. Rich and poor, male and female, slave and free, gay and straight, all are welcomed. Can I say it again? All. Before the surface, beyond the divisions we construct, lies a call to cultivate a culture of compassion. Do you hear the call? Where the heart opens wide to the pain and joy of others. Compassion, a force that alters the very fabric of existence, healing wounds, reweaving the threads of the broken, uniting souls, bridging chasms, revealing our shared humanity, shared humanity. It emerges from vulnerability, from the tender spaces within, and it triumphs in unity and the recognition that we are all connected, bound by interbeing. And in the gentle rhythm of compassion, in the depths of our patient souls, compassion thrives, transforming and renewing. Dear ones, thank you for your open hearts, your receptivity, your reciprocity in these poetic reflections this evening. Next, I would like to share with you a spiritual practice. I like to try to do that each week in Wisdom Wednesday. And if you can, if not, you can just visualize this, but if you have a small piece of paper. It can even be this size, like a little yellow sticky note, and tear it into to four squares. You just need four little tiny pieces of paper, or four marbles, or if you happen to, four seeds, because that's the actual practice. And I'll give you a minute to find that. And then after the practice, we'll have some time for discussion. Okay. Hopefully you were able to do that. Piece of paper is relatively easy. This practice comes from Joyce Rupp in her book, Boundless Compassion. And it is a way to activate compassion. So, if you have access to four seeds, and of course, you know, this is a practice you can do in the coming week, more than once, hopefully. You're going to use these four seeds to represent the four seeds of compassion. Non-judgment, non-violence, forgiveness, and mindfulness. If you don't have seeds, that's what the four pieces of paper are. You just have your four little pieces. And you can write the name of those seeds on the paper. I'll say them again. Non-judgment, non-violence, forgiveness, mindfulness. One more time, non-judgment, non-violence, forgiveness, and mindfulness. So here is the practice. Take one of those seeds or the piece of paper and you place it in your left hand. I'm sorry. Place it in the palm of your right hand. Okay. Just one. And then you place your left hand on top of it as if covering a seed in the soil. Now, as you take time to breathe in, breathe this quality of life into your heart, depending on which one it is, non-judgment, non-violence, forgiveness, or mindfulness. Just breathe this into your heart. That's recommended that you do this for 2 or 3 minutes, but we're just going to do it for a few seconds here. With each inhale, you feel that quality traveling into your heart because you're activating compassion. Then after you do that with one of the four seeds, you repeat the gesture with each of the remaining seeds or words. Then the next part of the practice is you place these in a place where you will see them the rest of the week to remind you to nurture these qualities within you. Because the more these seeds are nurtured, the greater the harvest of compassion. And enlivening these four aspects requires trust in the power of the Holy One to assist you in their development. We cannot do it alone. What we do is we plant the seeds of compassion by being aware of our thoughts and feelings, and by the deliberate intention to think and respond in a kind-hearted manner. And we can teach our minds to activate compassion. What do you do with your thoughts and feelings? What do you do with your mind chatter? The qualities of non-judgment, non-violence, forgiveness, and mindfulness are waiting to be nurtured. At this point in our evening, we say goodnight to our YouTube and podcast listeners and invite you to join us live on Crowdcast any Wednesday. And remember that love is the way. Love is what nurtures, and that you are love. So embody compassion, nurture your seeds, and we hope to see you again here soon. Thank you very much. Blessings to all.